Thank you for calling XPO. This is Winston. How can I assist?
Hi, I have a delivery set up for February 4th for a washer and dryer. I need to change the date. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You need to reschedule?
Yeah, I need to change the date.
Why?
Because I'm not going to be here.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to go home and have some family members that are sick.
Okay. Just give me a second. Let me access your order, ma'am. Do you have a order number?
Okay, hang on 1 second. That's a good question. You ready? Is it the receipt number?
Ma'am, I said the order number.
Is it right? It says receipt for order number. Is that what it is? Does it begin with an H? Does that sound right?
No, ma'am. How about the telephone number that you placed on your order, ma'am?
267-975-7364.
All right, ma'am. Give me a minute to go ahead and access this. Just,
all right.
Yes, ma'am.
I found that is the order number. I do have the order number. It does begin with an H.
It's okay.
I have it if you want.
It's okay, ma'am. Got your number, your phone number right there. We access it through that, ma'am. You say okay.
How's your day going?
I think about 500 calls a day.
Wow.
You did say 267-975-5. Wait, 267-975-7364?
Yes.
Okay. It didn't pull up. You sure that's the number you put on the order, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm looking at 267-975-7364.
Yes,
I have the order number.
It's okay, ma'am. I might have pushed the button too many times. When you press it, it'll call you again. Yes, ma'am. It might be my fault, ma'am. I can definitely do it sometime.
Yeah, you're getting punched drunk. Too many. By the end of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if it's the end of the day, but I know. I understand.
Yeah, another 2 more hours. It'll be the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Start.
It's okay. What time I start? 7 a.m.
Where are you, actually?
Located currently, I'm in Alabama.
Okay, so time difference. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, chilly this morning, wasn't it?
Chilly wasn't a word.
I know, man. I'm from Florida. I don't. This is. I did not live here for this shit.
Well, I just came from Chicago, and I don't want to go back there.
Oh man, that's even worse.
Yep.
The wind just kills you.
Yeah, that wind chill definitely makes you think it's about 20 degrees lower than what it originally is.
Oh, it's painful. It is. It's painful.
Yes, it is.
So were you out long enough to have your snot freeze? Have you had that happen yet?
Numerous times.
There you go. There you go.
Numerous times, ma'am.
That hurts. I'm telling you, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. Yep. You just gotta wait till your face thaw out. It really hurts.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. Yep. Okay, ma'am, I have to take that order number because I'm still not accessing that through that telephone number. Okay.
All right, it says the order number is H, as in Harry, 8447-256, 141.
Give my computer another 2 to 5 minutes. Gotta load this order. Apologize about the inconvenience, man. My computer.
You're frostbit. That's the problem.
Man. Have me a shot of cognac.
Right?
Yep. I'm going to get me a shot of cognac. Ma'am.
Did you watch any of those football games last night?
No, ma'am. I was so tired from dealing with the kids and homework and virtual school, and I knocked out.
All right. Well, that's fair. that's exhausting. I agree.
I knocked out. I got asked so many questions. I was like, you know what? Y'all can have the night.
How old are they?
Well, I have a 12-year-old, I have a 13-year-old, and mind you, they're not my kids, they're my nieces and nephews, and yeah, so I'm just being a good uncle.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yes, ma'am. Somebody's got to do it.
I hope God rewards you, because that's a lot of work.
Especially, yes, ma'am. It's okay. As long as they benefit from it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm sure they love you to death.
Oh, yeah. They better.
Well, you care, you know?
Yes, ma'am. It
helps. Not coming up?
No, I don't know if it's my computer or I'm not just... Okay, can I have your zip code, ma'am?
32163.
And you said you had to install what day, ma'am, on the 4th?
It's February 4th. It's a washer, a Maytag washer and dryer.
Come on, man. Why can I access this all of a sudden? You say zip code 32163?
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
Is there another way to look up the order? Or?
Ma'am?
Is there a different way to look up the order than those two? Or I can't imagine.
You can look it up through the zip code, the scheduled date, if it's all in the system the correct way. But all it takes is for someone not to put something in and it won't be in the system the correct way. And only certain systems.
I bought it a while ago. I bought it a while ago because, you know, I'm probably the one of the persons that doesn't need it in a hurry. So.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And this is a Home Depot order?
Yes. I mean, I purchased it November 21st. You know, so it's a while ago.
Yes, ma'am. That was the only order number that they gave you for this order, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm looking at the receipt that emailed me. There's an order number. There's a receipt number. You want to try that? I mean, I
yes, ma'am.
The same, but. All right, that's 8447-00097-76618.
Why can't I access this? Not even with the telephone number, though. And the telephone number's on the order. That's what I can't understand.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And it's 267-975-7364, right?
7364. Yes, ma'am.
Sure. That's weird.
I don't know what's going on. This is all right. I'm trying to find number one.
That's kind of starting to scare me a little bit.
Ma'am?
I already paid for this. You're starting to scare me a little bit.
Oh, no, ma'am. I would definitely send out an email stating that I couldn't locate your order, that they had to go ahead and get in contact with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't leave you out to dry like that.
Yeah, it's 8-8-4-4-2-5-6-1-4-1. That's the number I gave you, right? Huh. Do you need anything more from me? Because I kind of have to go.
No, ma'am. I'm sending up an email on your behalf right now.
Okay. So someone will call you back, you think?
Yes, ma'am. Somebody will call you back, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name?
Cassie Brock.
Cassie, K-A-T-H-Y?
Correct.
And what was the last name?
Brock. Capital B as in boy, R-O-C-K.
R-O-C-K. And the state you were living in, ma'am?
Florida.
Florida. All right, ma'am. I'm going.
You think they'll call tonight or tomorrow?
Ma'am?
You think they'll call tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah. Majority of the time they will try to call you back today, but anytime after 5 or 6 they'll probably email you, and then if they don't,
okay,
and then if push come to shove, they will definitely give you a call back in the morning.
Okay. All right, thanks so much.
No problem, ma'am. I'm gonna definitely get this emailed and let them know that I couldn't access your order to confirm you, and
all right.
Yes, ma'am. And some more details about your order, and you'll be A-okay when they give you that call and discuss some more options and what your next step should be, ma'am.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Yes, ma'am. You enjoy your day, and thanks for talking with XPO, ma'am.